We make our beginning this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead of by the command of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading today is from Acts chapter 11. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began and explained it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw in a vision something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners. And it came down to me. Look at it closely. I observed animals and beasts of prey, and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel stand in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson is from Revelation chapter 21. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who is seated at the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have his heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to the book of St. John, the 13th chapter. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, a little while, and I will be with you. You will seek me. And just as I said to the Jews, so I now also to say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly and abundantly poured out upon you this very day. Our text is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and if you'd like to follow along for this Confirmation and Stewardship Sunday, 1 Corinthians 12, there's a pew Bible just in front of you, and for those of you who are over 72, I know you probably want to pull your iPhones out, so go ahead, and you can look it up there. Just to like to say that my apologies, our air conditioner is down at this time. We have a service call coming out, so maybe we'll get some relief before the end of the week. Otherwise, it's a very fitting and appropriate message on the teachings of hell. We're very glad that each of you are here today. Confirmation Sunday, I'd like to congratulate our confirmands. And do you see that wonderful banner up there? Deny your selfie. Take up your cross and follow me. And there you see all their wonderful pictures that they took and didn't know why we were taking them. Ha, ha, ha. It's so good to have you here with us today. And for you as our guest and grandparents and parents, we're so proud of them as well. First, at the second service today, we had a baptism, and as I include that baptismal boy, Jackson, I'm thinking of you and all of our confirmands and all those who are graduates. I think the Yamans had two college or graduate schools where there were graduations this past month and this month current, and so we start to see all the blessings of this time. And you just have to think back when this all began and these kids were so much younger. And you just like to say, wow, God, what's in store for their lives? And as you as confirmants, I hope today you're thinking about, wow, what's in store for my life? What's ahead? What's ahead? What's left to come? And as you and I start to think about it, behold, the Lord says, I know that I have plans for you, declares the Lord. And so it's his plans and his purposes. And today being Stewardship Sunday, and we're looking at talents or spiritual gifts that God has given to each of us. This is an important message for them. But it's also an important message for you and for me, for us to understand how God has gifted each and every one of us. So we turn right away to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul's words where he writes in verse 4 and following, there are a variety of kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. There are a variety of activities, but the same God who empowers them in every one. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Each of us have a spiritual gift. Verses 4 through 7. Let's start with that first one. There are a variety of kind of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. Each of you are different. And as confirmands, I know that at your age, you really think, I am different from everybody. Oh. And you don't think it's such a good thing. But I would like to say you're different in a good way. And as adults, each of us are different in a good way as well. It's not weird. It's a good thing. Each of you have different interests, different skills, different likes, dislikes, and the like. You know. The Bible tells us, though, that each of us have different gifts, and all of these come from the same God. So I want you to know that all of these differences are God's design and come from Him. There are a variety of activities, but it's the same God who empowers and engenders all of them for everyone. When I was in school, I remember playing in the band, and one of the things that I liked were the drums. And I especially liked the drum set where you got all the cymbals and the bass drum and the snare drum and hi-hats and all the things, and you could make them work together. But I liked the drums also in the band where I learned how that every instrument was very important. There were trombones in the band and trumpets. Yeah, huh? And clarinets. I have to say that for my bride, Desiree. And also the many other instruments that made that band up. No matter how hard I could play, I couldn't do it all alone. Can you imagine a song where you'd come to a concert and you just hear drum rolls and cymbal crashes? That wouldn't have made very much sense. And so it took all the instruments for it to sound right and to play that same song and to have it sound as something special. We needed the entire band. Each of you are needed and necessary. And that's how it is with the church, the workplace, school, our family, and our very life and the world. We all need to be playing and doing our part, our role. Each and every one of us make the song complete. You are very, very important. And I want you as confirmands to know that. You're not graduating. Today you're being confirmed, or you're joining, you're being a part of and becoming a part of the body of Christ as an adult member. Just as graduating from high school or college makes someone very different for their degrees and their abilities now are certified as they're sent out. Not sent away, but sent out. You're very important. Because to each of us, every one of us, is given a special gift for the common good. The common good is for this entire congregation. We need what you got. I want you to hear me, confirmands, that if your gift is music, or drawing, or dancing, or singing, or serving, or praying, or playing an instrument, or if it's preaching, or teaching, or serving, or helping, may you use your God-given gifts to the glory for the common good of this church. Also in your schools and your family and your workplace, where when you do get grow and when you do get a job, God gave you these gifts for a reason. He wants you to use them for the common good, to bless other people. You know what? This gives you kind of a sense of belonging. You're kind of in the body, in the group. Your importance is guaranteed. God has provided a plan and a way for you to be accepted, needed, and wanted in the body. But then Paul talks about each has been apportioned, each one of these gifts, to each one of us individually, just as he wills. It's not an accident that you have the gifts that you have. in a day when individuality and our identity is downplayed, and we want to be like everyone else. We don't want to be overly successful or underachiever. We all want to be even keel. We don't want to be the 1%, and we don't want to be the 99%. You know what I'm saying? That's what our society is saying. I want you to hear, especially our confirmants, you and I are who God made you to be. The color of your hair, the color of your skin, the color of your eyes, your fingerprints, and your DNA. There's no one else who will ever live on this planet or whoever will be or has been alive already that will be like you. By God's design, each of us are different. You and I are uniquely made, different by God's design. This was not a coincidence. It was not an accident. It was to say to you how important God sees you to be. He's also gifted you just as He wants, with His own special hand-selected gifts. And Paul then says, just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members are one body, so it is in the body of Christ, the church. I have two hands, I have two eyes and two ears and a mouth, two legs, two feet. And as I see it, as I go throughout all of life and think of all the various parts of my body, I am able to function and get through this life pretty well on a daily basis. But it's because all the parts have their own function, play their own roles, do their own things, use their God-given design and gifts to do the thing God designed them to be. And as a result, when we work together, we can pretty much do what God has put before us any day of the world, any day of our life. Paul's next point is that he addresses us wanting to be something other than we want to be. Well, I remember when I saw the commercials for High Karate Aftershave, I said to my dad, I want High Karate Aftershave. And he said, Doug, you don't even shave. And then I wanted to have the G.I. Joe with the Jeep, you know? You know. I got tired of buying batteries off my paper wrap money. So I decided to shortchange the battery route, and I decided to plug it directly into the household current. The Jeep bulb, the light, the searchlight went poof like a flash cube. And my fingers got burnt. And my mom says, "The power's out!" And so it's not designed to work that way, was it? We have got to learn to use our gifts in the way God wants us to be. You may have similar aspirations to be something that God hasn't intended you to be. You may have aspirations of being the most popular kid in your class, or the most beautiful jock, or guys, and the gals may want to be the best cheerleader, or the most famous sports runner, or sports player, or the prettiest girl in class. But the fact is, you are beautiful. Each of you, regardless whether we're 6 or 16 or 60 or 90, how much further do I need to go, Mary Jean? We are beautiful in God's sight. God has loved us. He loved us so very much, He loved you so very much, that He sent Jesus, His only begotten Son, to suffer and to die upon a cross for you. He had to, because that was the only payment for sin that God could accept, was the suffering and death, and the holiness of Christ's blood could be the one cleanser for wiping away your sins and mine. And if that wasn't enough, he then rose from the dead and he rose from the grave. And on the third day, we saw that and we celebrate Easter. And we start to see and understand that because death was paid, Christ's death upon the cross paid for our sins, that now his resurrection from the dead means that we really are forgiven. And we too have the victory over death and the grave. And we too have the promise of paradise because Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if that's not enough, in this world and in this life, God has then said, I have gifted each and every one of you. I have hand-selected through my Holy Spirit the special gifts I want to give to you. So you'll have a very special place in the fabric of humanity, in the fabric of your family, in the fabric of your church, in the fabric of this community, in the fabric of life. You are woven in and made one with the rest of the body. You see, your difference, your specialty, is that special thing God has made just for you. To say you're special, you're loved, you're redeemed, you're His, you're not an accident. God has a plan and a purpose for you. And I want you to know that. Because as you leave here to go to college and you return to serve Him as a young man or a young woman, I want you to remember that this is a day that you heard it said. That I'm not an accident. God's had as a plan and a purpose for me. He loved me so much, He died to pay for my sins. And I want you to know that He also gifted you so that you could serve your fellow man and be the best person you could possibly be out of thankfulness to Him. You know, I found out in my life, there's a lot of things that some people want to be. But there's only one thing that you can be. And I'll use my name in this. I can only be the best Doug Callison I can be. No one in the rest of the world of all time will ever be as good a Doug Callison as I will be. I can fall and I can blow it. But our goal should be that we will be the best that we can be. To the glory of God who made us, who gifted us, who died for us, who saved us, and who has sent us out to live this wonderful life. And He's also arranged the members of the body, each one, just as He chose. He's got your assignments ready. He has a plan and a purpose for you. There shouldn't be any division in the body. Oh, I wish I was that. The members should have the same care for one another. And Trinity, I just want to say this to you. I look at you, and I am amazed at the depth of your spirituality. One of our guests today is one of our former pastors, Millie Fink, is here. And I just want to say thank you, Millie, for you and your work with your husband. Because there was a strong foundation laid here. I'll share this story with you. We had 9, I believe, funerals from roughly Thanksgiving last year till Christmas. I saw this body of believers come together to love each other, to care for each other. Each one of those 9 had a special group and loving and serving, and every one of us in the congregation would love and allow them to lean on us as they suffered through their loss of a loved one. We were there for each other. And that's what Paul says. If one member suffers, we all suffer together. And that's what we did. I also remember the story of the sequoia trees, the redwoods, you know, in California. They're very tall, centuries old. And they've weathered many a storm, but most of them are still standing. As we start to look at the tree and the root system, what we see is a tree root system that goes down a ways and then fingers out. And it's like they have little fingers joining the other trees around them, and they will interlock one tree to another, one root to another, and they uphold each other up when the storms and the trials and the times get tough. That's why you confirmands need your family, and you need your church family to stand the storms of life. You really do. You're not graduating today. You're just beginning the journey. You're beginning the journey together with the rest of your faith family. And I hope and I pray that as you look at your spiritual family, that you see how you can hold each other up as we in this church did during that special time. I was also in remembrance where one member was honored and how we all rejoiced. Our own Maggie Bowles was honored with the Behnken Award, and she was honored for all of her service as a layperson across several parts of our district, from South Florida, Naples, and the like, onto the Board of Directors, Lutheran Services of Florida, and many other accomplishments. But on the paragraph, it also said, a member of Trinity Lutheran Church serving on the board of the Lutheran Church and their leadership council, and the various things she had done here and still does. We were honored. I didn't say, sure, I wish I was being honored today. Gee whiz. No, I was happy for Maggie. I was sitting there as proud as punch. And you know what I thought? That's one of ours. That's Maggie and Gary up there. Hey, Kathy, that's Maggie and Gary up there. You see them? And together we celebrated and were honored by one of our own being honored. And that's how the body of Christ acts. That's how we act together. As you and I start to think about your gifts and the things that you've used and the things that you've been given, I want you to know that each of you have been given a godly gift to use for the common good of this congregation and of your fellow man. I also want you to know that you're not yours to sit down or squash or leave or put to the sideline and not use. It's for the common good. And finally, I hope you'll remember, you don't have to be anybody but who God made you. Be the best one that God made you to be. I'm going to be the best Doug Callison that I can ever be, because I know nobody else will be able to. That's your job. That's your calling. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. I'd like to call for our confirmants to come forward. need some help. We'd like to have you actually come up here at this point, and then we'll have you return back to there. All of you come across right now. My apologies. After this, we'll have you go back over there, okay? Congratulations to all of you. It's a very special day in the life of Trinity, as well as your families and you personally. I would like to have a prayer, and so we pray. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you of the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." You have been baptized, catechized, and trained in the Christian faith according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever then now confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. And whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts. Therefore, I do ask God of all grace and joyfully give answers to what I will now ask you in the name of the Lord. And you'll simply repeat after me what I ask you. Do you this day in the presence of God and of this congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? If so, answer, "Yes, I do." Do you renounce the devil? If so, answer, "Yes, I renounce him." Do you renounce all of his works? Say, "Yes, I renounce them." Do you renounce all of his ways? "Yes, I renounce them."
Yes, I renounce.
Do you believe in God the Father of Almighty? "Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty."
Yes, I believe in God.
Maker of heaven and earth.
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord? "Yes, I believe," say with me, "in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead." Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? "Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. You hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be inspired word of God. If so, say, "I do." You confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from these scriptures as you've learned them and know them in the small catechism to be faithful and true. If so, answer, "I do." Do you then intend to hear the word of God, receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, say, "I do, by the grace of God."
"I do, by the grace of God."
Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even unto death? "I do, by the grace of God."
"I do, by the grace of God."
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, answer, "I do, by the grace of God." We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of our Lord. You've confessed this day the faith that you've been absolved of all of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessings of the sacrament, he has begun this good work in you. May he now bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you kneel? Lydia Blackwood, may the Lord Jesus bless you and keep you. I confirm you in the blessed name of Jesus.
Lydia, your Bible verse is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Carmela. Lord, we ask that you would bless Carmela and give her. We give you thanks for her. We thank you for all the studies that she's learned and the things she's done. And may you bless her through this time spent. May your blessing be upon her not only this day, but all the beautiful days of her life. In Jesus' name.
And Carmela, your verse is from Ephesians 2:8 through 9. For grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Brian, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank God for you and all the many things that he's done in your life. And I ask that this is, you know that you're only the beginning of what he wants to do. And so I confirm you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brian, your verse is from Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
The girl with the smile. Angelica, may the Lord bless you. You've been someone who's learned so much and has so much to give. I confirm you in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior. Amen.
Angelica, your verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Lord Jesus, I pray for my brother Juan, and I ask your blessing to be upon him all the days of his life. We thank you for all that he has learned and the waters of baptismal grace that have called him by name, and you are still at work every day of his life. Thank you for that, Lord. I confirm Juan in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Juan, your verse is John 8:31-32. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Congratulations. Kelly? Kelly, the Lord Jesus bless you. You've got such a pretty countenance on your life. You've got so much to give and so many things to say. May the Lord bless you all the days of your life. And may you give the gifts and use the gifts God has given you in every way in which he's blessed you. You will be someone God will use highly. I confirm you, Kelly, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Kelly, your verse is one of my favorites. It's Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Congratulations. You must be the last one. He told me that he's used to having his lot come up last since he has a W, Weber. But you're not the least. I hope you heard that. The Lord has blessed you with so many skills and gifts. He's blessed you especially with some good thinking skills. Things that I know. He also tested you during this time of confirmation to be able to publicly speak, and you did it. You did it well. And I want you to know that the Lord will use your gifts, as I've told the others, as I told this congregation, to his glory. I confirm you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Luke, your verse is Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm.
Thank you. I'd like to have Tim, before you leave, I would like to say thanks to Tim Norris, to also Julia Malenke, who happens to be up in the choir loft, and also to Jen Blackwood, our teaching class of these confirmands. We thank God for them. Also, before you go, we had our parents that helped us too, didn't we? And our parents and grandparents, they were such wonderful, wonderful helpers in helping this class learn a lot. It was a joint effort between home and church. We need to thank them as well. Well done. And now, confirmands, we have a very special song for you during our offering.
First red bike, God knew your name. He was with you every day, right there by your side, even when you made mistakes. And before the light of day shined on your little face, God knew your name. Before you made your vows and at this altar bowed, God knew your name. And as your future starts, He's written on your heart. God knows your name, and through all times, both the good and bad, He'll hold you in His hands.
He'll say, you are one of mine,
I love you for all time. I know your name. He'll say, you are one of mine. I love you for all time. I know your name.
Thank you.
indeed do give you thanks for each of our confirmands and each of our graduates. We ask your blessing to be upon them all the days of their life. And we know that you know the plans that you have for them. Help them to discover those gifts and those talents and those plans. And help them to seek and pursue by keeping their eyes firmly upon you, the author and perfecter of their faith. To always have their eyes fixed on you, dear Lord Jesus. We ask, O Lord, that you would give them the strength and the wisdom of knowing the directions that you would have for their life, the purpose and plan, and that we would each and every one use those God-given gifts to your glory. Lord Jesus, I thank you so very much for your great love for each and every member of this congregation. And I thank you for all those who are here to know that you have handpicked, selected special gifts for them. So they have a role and play a part in this body of believers. So that they can see, O Lord, your plan for them as well. And for that I give you thanks, Lord. And I ask your blessing to be upon each and every one of us as we seek to use our gifts to your glory, for the common good of those who walk here at Trinity. Help us to make an impact in our world, in our families, in our workplace, and in this church. We ask, O Lord, that your blessings would be upon each of us then as we go about your work, using your gifts in our lives. In Jesus' holy name. O Lord, now hear the prayers that have been requested this day.
Lord, the congregation lists the following prayers to you. Pray for Rob Rowland as he is awaiting to have open heart surgery, for your healing hand be upon him and care for his wife in the meantime. We pray for the continued health, the good health of CG. We also pray for Leah Sharabu, who's been held captive for over 449 days by Boko Haram insurgents in Nigeria, and of the 120 captives, she's the only one who's being held because she will not renounce her Christian faith. Good lesson for today. Sri Lanka bombing victims, we pray for. The church is closed there, but they're still able to hold church services outside at night by candlelight. We also pray for Megan, daughter-in-law of a church member here, Kathy Aber, who's in hospitalized regards to a pregnancy. We also pray for Paul Raymond for peace and comfort during this difficult time for him. Lord, in your mercy.
And together we now pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had broken it, he gave thanks, and he gave it unto his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body given unto death for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise also, after he had supped and had taken from the cup, he gave thanks, and he gave it unto his disciples, saying, Take and drink ye all of it, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given and is shed for you for the remission of all your sins. As often as you drink and eat, please, O Lord and Savior, allow us to feast on your body and blood this day. For Jesus himself says, Take and eat, take and drink, for this is given to you for the forgiveness of all of our sins. In the name of the Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.
Night and day.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and bring you his peace. You may be seated.
Good morning, Trinity. This will be a memorable confirmation that it's the day that we were reminded of the alternative to being a repentant heart. That may be tasteless, but the good news is a squirrel died, and I hope it's in heaven now, but OUC has restored the power to us, and at the end of the service, at least, our air conditionings are running again. So, anyways, the important stuff. Trinity's annual stewardship drive is underway. You should have received a second letter and a pledge card this week. If you haven't received a pledge card or need another, please contact the church office and one will be mailed to you. I did make a request that we get some put in the narthex also. Sending the pledge card is very important because your pledges allow us to create a more accurate budget for the next fiscal year. Knowing what comes in, it's easier to target what goes out. So please consider your pledge card, your times, your talents, and your funds to support Trinity's ministries. Next slide. We kicked off the annual baby bottle campaign for a Redeeming Life maternity home last week. This is a mission we support. It's in Sanford, helps expecting mothers. Your change can change lives is the tagline. If you haven't already, please pick up a bottle on your way out. They're in the back, and they fund a lot of good ministry with our loose pocket change, and we don't use it anyways. We pile it up somewhere, so put it in the baby bottle and send it in, and it will go to God's work. Trinity Summer VBS Roar is an African safari adventure held from June 17th through June 21st, 9 to 12 each day. Students and their entire crew will learn that God is good, and he will stay with them forever. The VBS donation tree is in the narthex through this last weekend. Please pull off a leaf if you feel so inclined, or a few, and help gather supplies to support our summer VBS that goes out to the community. Registration is open if you know kids that would benefit from attending or would enjoy attending. Check the weekly or the church website for the link. I can feel the cool air already, so at least it came back at some point. Thank you.
So it was a squirrel, is that right, Ted?
He's in heaven now, yes.
Do you remember the song by Ray Stevens, the day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Baptist Church? You remember that? Look it up on YouTube. Hey, I know you guys don't. You don't even know who he is. Ray Stevens. Okay, but look it up. I do want to just have a special thank you, an announcement. First of all, Dan and Julia Malenki, thank you. Beautiful song for our confirmands. And they're outside, but tell them when you go out. Also, our confirmands, we're going to process out. That's kind of almost the reverse of when we came in. And so as soon as we get back there, though, congregation, we're going to have you be able to go out there and meet them, but we have to get some pictures and give them a gift before they leave. So we'll go out and then we'll come back up the side aisle. Okay? Thank you. God's peace. We join in our final hymn. go in peace and serve the Lord with joy.
Thank you.